And on the phone we have David from Shetland. Hi, David.
Hello.
What's your question?
My question is, do we have any evidence that dark matter or dark energy was created through the Big Bang, or has dark energy and dark matter always existed, and it was dark energy and dark matter that was used as the catalyst for the creation of the universe, or maybe even multi-universes?
That's a great question. That's from David there. So Andrew, has dark matter always been here?
It's a really hard question to answer for absolute certain because, of course, we don't really know, as we were saying earlier on, what dark matter and certainly what dark energy is. The standard picture would be that certainly dark matter was created in the first moments of our universe, what's commonly referred to as the Big Bang, alongside everything else that's more familiar to us. So it couldn't have been in any way responsible for the creation of the universe because it was itself created. That, I think, is something that most cosmologists would subscribe to. When you start asking about dark energy, of course, it gets a lot more complicated because we're so in the dark about what it is. If you look at things like string theory, which are this kind of very speculative ideas about how the universe might be put together, then there can exist things beyond our own universe. And dark energy can be some kind of phenomenon that is related to stuff beyond our own universe. So once you have that, you could start to say, well, maybe this idea of something like dark energy, maybe it is something that is outside our own universe that in some sense you can say exists independently of our universe or perhaps existed even before our universe was created.
It's really quite brain-bending. What do we have any evidence that the Big Bang was the start of the universe?
Well, we certainly have very strong evidence that the Big Bang got things going. We have very strong evidence that the universe is expanding today, wind it back, and the universe must have been very small in the past. But what we don't know is whether there was actually a moment of creation. We can track it all the way back to, you know, the tiniest fraction of a second. But we don't know, does that mean there was a moment of creation or perhaps something very, very different kicks in at that point? We just don't know.
Do you think we will ever know?
Yes, I think we will get better at this stuff.
That's all we've got time for. Thanks to all of you for sending in your questions. And a huge thanks to all our wonderful panel this week. That's Chris Smith, Andrew Ponson, Peter Cowley, Max Gray and Ginny Smith. Join us next week for the first in our exciting series when we'll be packing for Mars with a look at what it takes to be an astronaut. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. I'm Kat Arney and thank you for listening.